This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has failed to sign a stopgap measure that avoids an imminent government shutdown. A spokesman has said that the president plans to sign that measure on Thursday morning after the president returned from a campaign event. The U.S. Senate passed the budget bill Wednesday after Democrats reached a deal with the White House and Republicans. The bill extends funding weeks beyond the November 3rd presidential election. And Mr. Trump had until 11:59 Wednesday p.m. Wednesday to avoid the partial government shutdown, as a fiscal year technically begins on October 1st. The bipartisan text easily cleared the U.S. Senate a week after it was passed by the House of Representatives. The short-term legislation would have kept the federal agencies operating at current funding levels until December 11th. It is unclear if a decision will be made before the president signs the measure. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. Sticking point in the discussions is extent of the aid. American Airlines is furloughing 19,000 workers starting Thursday as U.S. officials failed to reach a deal on fresh aid to pandemic-hit air travel sectors. The elected officials have not been able to reach an agreement, according to the CEO, Doug Parker. This is VOA News. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake struck off Tonga in the Pacific Ocean Thursday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake about 40 miles southeast of Tonga was very shallow, only about 6.2 miles below the seabed, which would have amplified the shaking and may cause some local waves, although the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no Pacific tsunami was expected. UNICEF became the third UN agency to launch an internal inquiry into sexual abuse of women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, promising serious consequences for any culprits. The Children's Fund said in a statement it was appalled that people who identify as UNICEF workers have reportedly committed abuse against vulnerable women in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It was not immediately clear how many UNICEF employees have been accused. Earlier Wednesday, the International Organization for Migration said it, too, was investigating allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by one of its staff during DRC's Ebola crisis, while the World Health Organization made a similar announcement on Tuesday. Ivory Coast former First Lady Simone Gbagbo accused the French army of not having protected her from an alleged rape attempt during her 2011 arrest in an interview broadcast Wednesday on France 24. She also called for a postponement of October 31st elections in Ivory Coast that have seen tensions run high. Bolivian firefighters, members of the military, and citizens fighting to protect their homes were battling to contain flames that have ripped through more than 2.5 million acres of farmland and forest. There are more than 26 active fires in Bolivia's agriculture areas of Santa Cruz and Beni, according to the government. After their chaotic debate debut, U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are taking their messages to the Midwest. Biden says that he can understand if Americans were turned off by the debate, especially what he says was the president's conduct. He calls it a total embarrassment, a national embarrassment. During a whistle-stop tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania, Biden says that the nation saw the real Trump, one who makes everything about himself. The president's heading to Minnesota after spending the morning playing up his debate performance on Twitter, writing that Biden will destroy the country. The United Nations Wednesday blacklisted what it called key enablers of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.